What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. So it's been proven what I said a while ago, that we're going to strip mine the planet Earth in order to save it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
We went through an unprecedented, historically low era of interest rates, and it was all pissed away. Nothing, absolutely nothing of value got created. Nothing that would help humanity whatsoever.
Yep.
Was done. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
And, I agree.
You know, up here in Canada, like $500 billion was created out of thin air at our central bank. And it was all given away. And nothing was done with it. It was given away to banks. It was given away to businesses. It was given away to people to sit on their butts. Healthy people.
Yes.
To sit on their butts. Now we have a serious problem up here of federal workers. They don't want to go back to the office because they're terrified of COVID, because, you know, the booga booga machine has been going nuts. As you would, what do you call that? It'll come to me. You got a really good saying about this. Anyways, it's been spun up so badly that some people are so paranoid to even come in contact with other people.
Yes.
And they don't want to go back to the office, so they sit at home, they log in their machine, right? Their computer, and they're apparently working. I mean, this, and they're being paid by the taxpayer to do this sort of thing, while people in the private sector have to actually go to work. They have to get up at certain times, go to work, punch in, punch out. I mean, everything is so upside down, it's not even funny now. I mean, this has gone beyond ridiculous. We're in the twilight zone here, Mike. That dementia-riddled idiot, Biden, who, you know, it's not even him. It's his handlers, the people that are around him. They should be charged with elder abuse for what they're doing to that poor guy, because he looks like an absolute idiot on the world stage. And if you listen to what he was like even just 10 years ago, it's night and day.
Yeah, it's very obvious. You know, he's in mental decline. I mean, there's a video making the rounds on social media where Biden is there with Chuck Schumer and a bunch of other people, and Schumer's shaking everybody's hand, and Schumer shakes Biden's hand and then goes to shake some other hands, and Biden's still standing there with his hand out.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of stuff like that lately because I've been looking at it, and it's shameful. And, of course, you know, the rest of the world can see this, but I would like to know, if someone could answer me one question, and I would love to hear the answer to this. At what point do these people think that we're going to have enough, and there's going to be some serious problems, some very, very serious problems? Your IRS is being weaponized. Well, the CRA has been weaponized up here in Canada, the Canadian Revenue Agency. This is, you know, this is well documented. It's well known. Mike, there are more people working for the taxpayer in this country that I live in than people that are actually working for the private sector creating wealth.
Yes.
Actually doing things that create wealth, like building. I mean, what do they think is going to happen? And they keep talking about this universal basic income. Well, in Canada, we just went through this for almost a year and a half, and it didn't work. It was an astounding failure.
Yeah.
Because all it did was racked up debt and made people dumb, and it made them lazy, and it made them dependent. That, to me, sounds a lot like slavery.
Except for the lazy part.
Well, exactly, right? Because there's always going to be there, you know, with that whipping you.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a carrot. I'm actually talking about a full-on, you know, do this or this is going to happen. Threats. I mean, yes. That's already happened up here in Canada, and it's happened in your country as well.
Yes,
you
it is.
You don't get these shots or else you're going to lose your job. I just heard another person say this to me today, like a paramedic. Well, I had to get these shots, otherwise I would have lost my job. And I said, well, why didn't you just stand up for yourself and say no? He said, because I need a job. I said, well, there you go. If everyone's going to go through this cycle of chaos and calm and chaos and calm, and it's constantly building to dependency, then there's no hope. Or maybe I'm just getting old, Mike, and you know, I can't see through it, because I honestly can't see through this anymore. We are headed for a major, major, major upheaval in the economic system, the economic order.
For the Great Reset to be imposed on us, they've got to tear down what we already have.
Nobody's
going to say, yeah, let's just change everything we're doing just because that's what Klaus Schwab and George Soros want. In order to rebuild a new world, the old world has to get knocked down. And that's we're starting to see that happen.
Oh, yeah, the governments keep spending. They keep grinding, you know, they keep pumping out that cash. Keep those central banks pumping out that cash. Keep devaluing the currency. The faster they can do it, the faster they're going to get to where they want to be. And that's it. That's it, Mike. Rental properties are through the roof up here. They're down through the roof. You've actually got corporations that are buying up property for the sole purpose of renting them out.
Yes.
Like, that's indentured.
Well, that's
servitude.
Part of that you will own nothing and you'll be happy.
Be happy.
That we keep hearing.
Yep. You've got other callers, Mike. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we could use more callers, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mike. Sorry, I didn't. I was busy, very busy. I didn't get to send you the electron micrograph information that I referred to. Richard Carey had a show on today, and he had some very good clips from me in the past. This show is basically about Dave, it seems like. They started out saying that there was this gay guy talking about Paul. He liked to talk about Paul, so they're referring to him as a gay guy. Then they progressed to saying the guy is like a Jew. They're suggesting he's a Jew. And this is all talking about Dave New York.
Mm-hmm. But... Okay. And I think we just lost him. All right. Well, there we are. We have the lines are now open, 512-248-8252. Now, we're talking about woke, politically correct stuff here. And there was an interesting article coming out of WorldNet Daily. The headline really says it all. Crush anyone that opposes our belief. And then it goes on to talk about how leftists are weaponizing the definition of marriage. And apparently there is a new push in Washington, D.C. Regarding a move to redefine marriage nationwide. Now, most people think of marriage as being a man and a woman, and, same-sex marriage has become acceptable, and that's fine. But apparently the Democrats don't think that's enough. And, you know, that's really where a lot of this extremist stuff makes its biggest mistakes. They go too far. They don't know when to quit. And right now there is a growing anti-gay feeling in the country. And the reason isn't because, you know, people... personally know gays and don't like them or anything, but it's looking at all the stuff like Drag Queen Story Hour and the LGBTQ agenda being taught in our public schools that's really angering people. Now, if the gays had come out of the closet and said, I'm gay and, I'm marrying a person of my own sex and we're just going to, you know, live and let live, I think that would have been fine. And I think, you know, everybody would have gone along and said, okay, that's fine here. But this idea of trying to promote their particular view of marriage and life, you know, in a way they may have felt they were getting revenge for when society was imposing on them saying that marriage is a mixed gender couple, and they're out there saying, no, 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 marriage is same-sex couple, they pushed too far, and it's triggered a backlash. So anyway, the Democrats have proposed a resolution. It's House Resolution 8404. It's called the Respect for Marriage Law, and it basically imposes a top-down demand for every state to recognize any marriage between two individuals, which would include open marriages, those involving a minor, or any other new marriage definition that a state chooses to adopt. Okay? And again, you know, it's wonderful that things in this country are going so wonderfully well that the Democrats, you know, are free to worry about the definition of marriage here. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to JP in Chicago. Hello, JP. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I love your show.
Thank you.
Say, I want to give props to my brothers in Canada. I used to play music with a lot of French-Canadian artists in Milwaukee Irish Fest, and they're some of the best people in the world. So, the one thing about Canada, just like us, we're controlled by a communist government. They got Trudeau, you know, the son of Castro.
Yes.
And it's pretty sad. What do you think about the trucker convoy thing? You know, I compare the trucker convoy to January 6th. Do you see any similarities to that, Mike?
Yeah, it was a peaceful demonstration trying to make a point, and in both cases, they were infiltrated by government troublemakers and demonized by the media.
Yep. The one step that Trudeau did that was a little different, instead of putting people in the gulag, he went after their bank accounts. Now
yes.
That was a little over the red line there, you know, mm-hmm. thinking red line. But to go into your bank accounts and steal everything, that's what they're doing now here with the IRS. And you're
yes.
right on point with everything you're saying. I love your show. Where we're at today, though, I looked at the statistics on John Hopkins. There's 12 billion doses of the kill shot spread worldwide. I mean, that's just, those numbers are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
So we're in a bad spot, but the Canadians are our brothers to the north, and you know, we need to work with those guys. And I'll never forget, just a quick story, I was fighting with my girlfriend, and I jumped on the bus. I was playing on stage at the Irish Fest, and I jumped on a bus with a bunch of French Canadians, and I was upset because my girlfriend was cheating on me. And so I jumped on the bus with these French Canadians, and I went off to see their show. I went to the after bar party with them, and I totally forgot my girlfriend, and I met some French Canadian girl, and it was like the best night of my life.
Okay.
But thanks to those French Canadians, good people, down to the earth people. So just wanted to say that. That's all.
All right. Well, you know, when Claire and I were living in Washington State, and we'd drive up into Canada on a pretty much regular basis, and yeah, we really liked the people. We thought they were cool. And, you know, when I did a speaking gig in Ottawa, you know, they were really nice, and they just treated us like royalty, and it was wonderful. I do like the Canadian people. I like Canada. Don't like their government, but then I don't like our government either.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. We're definitely in the same globalist boat, seems like. Well, God bless you. You're doing a good job, Mike. Peace out, brother.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Hold on. Let me make
doing fine.
Here. I just want to talk about what happened to Trump yesterday. This is an outrage.
I agree.
And, you know, I was listening.
I agree.
I had an idea, and the funny thing is, I was listening to this guy earlier, Pete Santilli, and so, almost as if he read my mind or I read his. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, and a lot of people seem to be behind this, should take the lead. You know, he expressed outrage over what happened and tell the FBI they are not allowed into the state of Florida, close the FBI offices in Florida, and make a stand that way. And I'll bet you that if he did that, you'd have other states follow, because he usually takes the lead. If you notice, he opened up Florida during COVID, and right after he did that, what's his name in Texas, governor of Texas there, Abbott, he did the same thing, and other states started opening it up. I think he needs to do it. He needs to take the bull by the horns. Somebody needs to stand up to these federal agencies, especially the FBI. They are not a constitutional agency, by the way, Mike. You know that, right?
Yeah, they're not. They were just created out of thin air and by J. Edgar Hoover. And, their real history is quite different from what you see in the movies and TV.
Oh, absolutely.
You had COINTELPRO, you had the phony hippie riot at Disneyland back in the 60s, the Black Panther coloring book, just all kinds of stuff. I mean, this is what the FBI is really all about.
What's that one guy? I think he's still in jail for something he probably didn't do. You mentioned
Leonard Peltier.
Leonard Peltier, yeah. Something. I mean, they had a lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad stuff. Mentioned they're not the elite law enforcement officers that they're made out to be like. They're a bunch of punks for the most part. They're mostly college, lawyers and accountants. And when it came down to, like, for instance, getting Dillinger, this one, I think it was the last movie, I think explained it better than it. Melvin Purvis knew that these FBI agents weren't very good, that they were getting their asses kicked against most of these smaller-time gangsters already, and he wind up getting Texas Rangers up there to help him. And that's who finally hunted down Dillinger. Of course, they won't admit this now.
J. Edgar Hoover tried to take credit for it. He personally gunned Dillinger down, and it wasn't until years later that Melvin Purvis was acknowledged as having been the man who got Dillinger. And, Hoover was obsessed with the FBI's image, and his number one rule was never embarrass the agency. But we know what they did with Leonard Peltier. We know what they did, in support of the cover-up of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Remember a guy named Frederick Whitehurst? He'd been the head of the FBI's crime lab. And basically he went public saying that the FBI's crime lab routinely rigged lab results to favor prosecutions, at which point he was demoted to being head of the paint chip division.
Let's not forget Larry Pinkney, too, who spent 10 years in jail for BS. And he's been your guest already. And I believe he's a listener to your show also, at least at times. Let's not forget him also. They did a lot of dirty stuff, the FBI. They've been dirty pretty much from the time they came into being. I think they need to be disbanded. I don't even think they can be reformed anymore. Just disband and get rid of them.
Irretrievably damaged.
I think we've got to consider getting rid of the Justice Department, too. These people serve no purpose. They don't protect anybody, okay? Local police, sheriff's deputies, you call somebody breaking in your house or something like that. You're going to call a local, okay? You're not going to call the FBI. They don't serve any, really. And the Justice Department, they really serve little to no purpose. And you didn't even have a Justice Department up until, I think, very early 1900s. It used to be the federal courts. You had the federal courts and their enforcement arm, the people who protected them, protected the federal courts, and also carried out certain functions in the territories, that weren't actual states, with the U.S. Marshal Service.
Yes.
And that's basically what you need.
I would tend to agree. I mean, these agencies can be started with a noble purpose, but they get perverted over time by politics. Mark, got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I need you to explain something to me. You remember for years they told us that homosexuals were born that way. They couldn't help it. They were all born that way. Now all of a sudden they got to groom all these people to be homosexual. So how happened to them being born that way?
You've got it wrong. You've got it wrong. They're grooming them to be victims.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Anyway, I still say the marriage, you can't have a marriage if they change the consummation laws. Two same-sex people can't consummate a marriage. That's it.
Damn. Well, again, I'm one of those people who do think that homosexuality is genetically mediated, and, they are born that way. And if they can get together and have a happy life together, then we need more happiness in the world. Where I have a problem is where they are trying to promote this lifestyle to others. And maybe it's just a way of reassuring themselves that they personally are okay for being that way. And maybe, you know, if the world was a little more understanding and accepting, that community wouldn't feel the need to go on out and have parades down the middle of Main Street, you know, with their private parts hanging out in front of kids.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, my second subject is Donald Trump's story with the FBI. I would be very afraid that there's all these agents, was there 30 of them? That they planted
something in there.
There
were at least 30 of them, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised they planted drugs or maybe something on his computer, child porn. I'm not going to believe anything that they find in Mar-a-Lago.
No, me neither.
They probably planted it. We've seen it before.
Yes, we have.
They're good at planting evidence, you know?
Yeah, remember when the... John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and they found the Mannlicher Carcano rifle in the school book depository, had no fingerprints on it at all, and then all of a sudden it came back, and oh my goodness, we found Oswald's palm print on the barrel.
Yeah, really. Hey, did they happen to say, was his wife or Barron, were they in...
No, the family was not there. Trump and his family were not even there. It's just staff.
I mean, shouldn't the Secret Service have done something, kept the FBI out of there?
Well, the Secret Service was with the Trump family. The Secret Service doesn't protect, you know, buildings and facilities unless, you know, the protectee is in residence.
Unless they're there. Okay, I see.
Okay.
I gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. The elephant in the room, Mike, is Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Okay? We all know that he's committed a lot of crimes. He's ruined a lot of lives. He's mentally scarred and physically abused women of all ages, mostly, I mean, you know, probably under 18, but I'm sure he's abused some of the other ones, too. You know, Mike, his clientele, without his clientele, they couldn't keep this, he was financing it with these people, okay? I think he got his original money from Israel. I'm not sure about that, but I think he may have. But, you know, Mike, why don't we squeeze Ghislaine, okay, or Ghislaine, however you pronounce it, and let's get some names out of these people. You know, I got a suggestion. We give her 30 years, okay? For every name she gives us that we can prove, we take a year off, okay? Now, I got a theory, Mike. I think that these people in Congress, okay, most of them are innocent, but they know that they've got cohorts there whom they like, okay, who have probably been down there and been involved in some of this stuff. So instead of pushing for an investigation and going after maybe some people who are their friends and who they think are good people and, you know, they just got sucked into that trap down there, you know, they're not going to push an issue. I sent my congressman three emails, okay, two I originated, one from him. You know, I CC'd one to the local newspaper. And I asked him, I said, you know, can you step up here and let's get an investigation going into Jeffrey Epstein. Everybody knows he's guilty. Everybody knows his girlfriend knows she's got all of the names. Let's get the names out there. You know, Mike, we've got two sets of laws in this country. You know, what they did to Trump yesterday was disgusting. I mean, you know, people around the world are going to say, oh, wow, look at it. He's like Zelensky and these other leaders. You know, if the opposition gets a little strong, we're going to, you know, shut them down. We'll frame them, do something or other. You know, it's just disgusting. We've got laws for one set of people and none for the other. The Republicans, they went after, you know, Stone and Manafort and other associates of Trump. And these other people who lie in front of Congress, Clapper, you know, Clapper and that other jerk, I forget his name right now. Clapper. Yeah. I said Clapper, didn't I? I had a couple of puffs, Mike, okay? You got to excuse me here, you know?
Ah, okay.
But I'm trying to stay on track with Epstein. I think he's guilty of a lot. We know that. I don't know if he's alive or not. But are you there, brother?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take
another
break.
No problem, Mike.
All right, so go have another puff, and we'll be right back. 512-248-8252.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone lines to Scott in Nevada. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I'm calling about that earlier discussion about the FBI. And, you know, it's easy to badmouth them. And, it's, you know, truth be told, it's not hard to find something to criticize the FBI about or even to despise the FBI. But if you're going to give credit where credit is due, you got to give it to them. They did find the passport of one of the hijackers in the desk of the World Trade Center. Okay, man.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, just think if they built all those buildings out of passport paper, they'd still be there. Okay, Scott, you still there? I guess he hung up. Okay, we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's just unbelievable that, you know, just when you think the FBI couldn't do anything more boneheaded, I mean, to do what they did, 100 agents or close, going into Mar-a-Lago with machine guns.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, especially when the country is suffering under a huge crime wave, you know? Like,
can't
your agents be doing something else, like, important? You know, fentanyl is killing people here, like you wouldn't believe here in eastern Tennessee, and I'm sure in Indiana and all over this country. But no, 100 agents to go like get information on an ex-president who was cheated out of an election, and a lot of people in this country love. But I'll be honest with you, as upsetting as it is, I actually think it's great, because you know we've known for a long time how rotten, filthy, and corrupt the FBI is, and they do need to be disbanded. So I think it's as far as publicity, the FBI looks like complete retards. And like I said, even if this country's media ignores it, the rest of the world's media isn't. This is all over Australia, even China, and I'm sure Russia. You know, we're showing that we're a third world. You know, got an ex-president of this country saying we're like a third world tin pot dictatorship. That's not coming from, like, Alex Jones. You know, that's coming from the number 40, the 45th president of the United States. Who
yes.
Who just had his home ransacked.
Yeah.
For what? Missing papers?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But at the same time, take a look at your FBI, America, you know? Take a look at him. Now, what scares me, and I like what DeSantis wants to do, you're not allowed. You're too corrupt to be allowed in the state of Florida. I wish Tennessee would do something like that. But at the same time, you know what the FBI is going to do. As things get bad, they're going to do what the ATF did, and they're going to have an Oklahoma City. You know,
yeah.
So there'll probably be a false flag coming just as the FBI's numbers keep collapsing. And they start hearing about being defunded. They'll probably orchestrate some kind of an event like a 9/11.
Well,
they don't need
to do that. They don't need to do that because for going back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI maintains files on all of our top political leaders, including blackmail information. Hoover used to call them his private files, and when he died or was killed. Those files all vanished, so somebody has them somewhere. And, I mean, Hoover even blackmailed John F. Kennedy. So, you know, the FBI's got the goods on everybody, and nobody's going to be talking about defunding them. The only way we'll be rid of the FBI is, when the government as a whole collapses.
Well, they're talking, you know, some people are talking about a new church commission and defunding them. There are a few Republicans out there saying that, and the other thing is we are getting a lot of big turnover in Congress now with the new Trump candidates coming in.
Yep.
You know, like, so maybe there'll be enough to force it through. So the FBI is collapsing of its own corruption. I mean, but it is for somebody that really doesn't like the FBI and think they do need to be disbanded because of the corruption, this is actually a very good thing that happened with the whole Trump thing.
No, I agree with you, you know, and, you know, I felt the wrath of the FBI back in 1994 when I went public on the problems with the Vincent Foster suicide story. And so I have no love for the FBI whatsoever, and I would like to see them, thrown in the trash bin and replaced with a real law enforcement agency. We don't need a Gestapo in this country. We lost a lot of lives in World War II, defeating a government that thought a Gestapo was necessary.
They are, and people are calling them the Gestapo, which I like to hear. Steve Bannon called them the Gestapo now, which is good, because I used to call them the Gestapo, but, you know, that's on, like, these kind of radio. It's nice to hear it making more its way through the mainstream to be called the Gestapo, because that's what they are. But I was they attempted to trap me, too, the FBI, when I was doing my 9/11 truth stuff, but that's for another call. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is, remember a few months back, there was stories about how the IRS was getting all kinds of ammunition. Why is the IRS getting all this ammunition? Well, now we know.
Well, they're going to come for the gold fillings in our teeth, I guess.
Well, they're going to. It depends. I mean, if you're a MAGA, it's the Lois Lerner effect. You know, then the Democrats get in power. They're going to militarize and weaponize the IRS, and they're going to sic them on Trump supporters and the middle class whites. And they're going to be very well armed because that's what the Democrats do. They go after their enemies. The Republicans don't, and the Republicans don't protect their own people because they just, you know, you notice the Republican today, there's a story like some Republicans saying, you know, this is going to be used against the middle class, this new law they just passed. And I'm like, why wasn't he saying that 3 weeks ago? What is this guy? The law's already been passed, and now he's telling us.
Yeah,
you know, where was this guy 2 weeks ago when he could have maybe orchestrated a little defense and prevented it? But no, he tells us now. You know, but it's really to watch what's happened in this country really is such a disgrace. You know, what about Lois Lerner? She's probably just hanging out in Northern Virginia in a big house.
Yeah.
You know, so she got away with it.
Yeah, a lot of people get away with a lot of stuff in that government.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're seeing the, what do they say? We're seeing the velvet glove come off the iron fist, you know?
Yes, we are. The velvet is wearing holes in it.
Yeah, I was saying that about Joe Biden when he first came in and first started talking. I said, this guy's declared war on us.
Yeah.
Declaring war on half the country. And people go, oh, what are you doing? You're seeing it. It's all coming together. You know, it's right in front of you. I don't know what else people need to be aware of. This guy's, but it's not really him. It's the people behind him. I mean, he's just a complete idiot, the corrupt guy that can hardly, probably can't, take a dump without wearing diapers. So, but it's the same thing. The people, we're the kulaks, you know? Like, welcome to being a kulak, Mike. That's what we are. So, anyway, you know, the Bolsheviks, they need their kulaks, and they're the ones calling the shows, the shots, rather, and enjoy it. But it does, the whole thing with Trump, it comes from a point of desperation on their part. I mean, because they obviously must know that this isn't going to look good, you know, that this is going to, inflame people.
Yeah.
Maybe they want people to know, like, you know, the IRS, we got the IRS now, and now we're coming after everybody, and it's game on, guys. I don't know. Very bold, I'll give them that. But we'll see, you know. So anyway, well, thanks for hearing me out. I'll talk to you later.
All right, you've got it. We're going to switch over to Mike in North Carolina. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I enjoy your show. I had a question about, I believe it's a caller, Dave. He was going to send you electron micrographs and such.
Yeah, well, he called and said he hadn't gotten to that yet.
Well, every time he calls, I kind of, and a little bit of a consternation about it, because I believe it was up in Canada, the Patrick King case.
Yeah.
And the government provided expert testimony to defend its position with the lockdowns and such. And Patrick King was bringing a case that it was the novel coronavirus that was responsible for all of these drastic lockdowns and stuff. And I don't remember specifically if electron micrographs were mentioned in that case, but it seems like to me it should have been. But I was reading one of the documents, the PDFs of the guy that provided the expert testimony for Patrick King. And in there, he was saying that there's no evidence of a novel coronavirus that would have required a new lockdown procedure and everything, and all these drastic moves by the government, because coronavirus is in the environment, and it may have even spread since the even dangerous ones, since SARS and MERS. And what made people sick was that they received a very high viral load of it where it originated. But since then, you know, people travel around and stuff, and it might be in their virums. And so I think that was the point of the case. And if there are electron micrographs out there, I'm not sure what it would really prove, because the expert testimony on the Patrick King side was indicating that there's problems with those micrographs.
Okay, well, you know, there's definitely something out there that has been making people sick. And there's no question that there's been a tremendous amount of misinformation put out by Dr. Fauci, by the CDC, by the FDA. I mean, they're finally acknowledging that there is a link between the vaccines and myocarditis. Now they're trying to say is, well, we didn't realize it back at the time, but already that's been shown to be a lie.
Yeah. And then you have, like, some of these things like the flu kind of just went away, you know. It's like and people.
Yeah, well, in 2021, it's becoming very obvious that cases of ordinary flu were being misdiagnosed as COVID to run those numbers up. And that's why we had really high COVID numbers and almost no flu numbers. And yeah, I think we can count that one as an accounting error, as it were. Anyway, listen,
right,
Mike.
And the right dose of urine, all of that, the protocols.
Anyway, listen, thank you for the call here. We've got a bunch of callers, and we're running out of time here, so let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day. You know, before I go to tumbling, fumbling, imbecile Biden, what is, he got two COVID he tests positive in the last week or so. And,
yes.
This guy's already taken five jabs. This moron that we got for president. Let's go back to Trump now, Mike. What they're doing to Trump is the most disgraceful thing that's ever happened to this country. And
I agree.
FBI, what does this FBI stand for? The female body inspectors? What the hell is this? Mike, what is it?
Fumbling idiots.
Fumbling, bumbling idiots. Well, yeah, Mike, but actually, they used to be called the G-Men, the government men, okay? The
yes.
FBI at one time was a good organization. It was called the G-Men. And that's how they organized, make sure that people
actually,
are on the up and up.
G-Men was slang that came from the gangsters. That's where that originated.
Correct. But yeah, that's what their basically terminology was. So with J. Edgar Hoover and all that. But here, I'm not going to go to Mike. We got to look at the real scenario here. They went into Trump's house. They didn't find none in the safe. That I guess Eric Trump was the one that put the safe in there, in Mar-a-Lago. And now they're talking on the news, Mike. They're in Florida, in the Florida news. That this guy that gave the order to attack Trump's house was the same guy that helped was buddy with Jeffrey Epstein and Jocelyn Maxwell. What the hell?
Yeah,
was going
and,
on with
and
that,
even more so that same judge was defending, on TV was on TV defending Lois Lerner over the weaponization of the IRS.
Exactly, Mike. And now we got to look at this, Mike. Let's be on the level here. Is this FBI being run and told what to do by Israel? I want to know your opinion. Is Israel telling our FBI?
I think this came from the White House.
What to do?
The White House is already denying it, which only reinforces my opinion. Biden was on TV when he was running for office joking about, putting all of his political opponents in prison. And, Biden himself is kind of a little out of it. But whoever's pulling Biden's strings, this came from Attorney General Garland. No, this didn't come from Israel. This came
schmuck.
From inside
He's
the deep state.
Schmuck too. Garland's a dirty little schmuck. They're all into Kabbalism. I don't know if you know that, but Garland, all these schmucks are basically into Kabbalism, man.
I understand your focus here. I understand what you're saying here. But this feels like, a desperation move by the Democrats going into the midterms. They need to destroy Trump because every candidate Trump endorses is winning in the primaries. And somebody hit the panic button on this. And it doesn't feel like Israel to me.
Mike, we've been invaded with 2 million illegals in the last year and a half, Mike. And
yes,
you know,
we have.
I hear a lot of callers call in and say all this stuff. But Mike, the most important thing is we are being invaded, Mike. And when we hear about the other half, the other 50%, Mike, who are these Afro-Americans, Hispanic, white women? Mike, come on. This is a stolen election, number one. And we always hear there's 50% of Trump, the nation's divided. The nation is not divided. Because if you take white women out of the equation, we're up 64%. So where the hell?
Okay, Tom, give me a minute here. You keep going back to white women voters as part of the equation, even while you acknowledge that we don't really know who voted what and where because of the massive fraud in the election system.
I agree with you, Mike. 100% I agree with you. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely correct. What I'm saying is they're running a narrative, Mike. They're using the narrative of the white women. We know the election was stolen. We know they placate that crap about white women or breaking away from the white male. I know all this, Mike. I'm trying to let you know that. This is a big ploy because, the white women in New England, they want a constitution. They want to follow the Bill of Rights. They're not hateful of our governmental system. Come on, they've been in that area for hundreds of years, but they always play it like, oh, they're so liberal. And no, Mike, this has been a big ploy that's been going on for the last 70 years. It's disgraceful and disgusting. And what they've done to Trump is probably the most darkest days this nation's probably ever faced.
It could be a dark day. It's also, I think, for a lot of people, it's a wake-up moment. You know, and
I hope so, Mike. I pray to God you're
whoever
right.
pulled
God
the trigger on this one, I think they've miscalculated. Because looking out on social media, the fury that is on display there, you know, and it's still going on. We're almost 24 hours later, and it's still like the top trending topic on all the social media platforms. Anyway,
Correct. Listen,
Tom, we're getting short on time. I got a bunch of calls to get through, so thank you very much. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hey, Mike. Hey, I'm probably going to hit the break, so just be a
No, we're skipping the break. We're skipping the break. Oh, go for it.
We're skipping the break, yeah. I noticed one of those agents there was holding a AR-15 in front of Mar-a-Lago was looked like Rachel Maddow. You know what I mean?
Well, the rifle, you know, all those rifles look the same. That could have very easily been a fully automatic Heckler & Koch or an M16. And I wouldn't assume that that was a semi-automatic weapon. In fact, it was reported from the scene that some of the FBI agents had full machine guns.
Yeah, it was an M4 or variant with it had the distinctive magazine.
Yes, so, it did.
Yeah, but my focus is the holder of it was looked like a Rachel Maddow twin. And
I didn't notice that part of it.
It's on RT's site, so you can go there and find it. Yeah. And my eyes woke up to this after Waco with Janet Reno, you know, killed all those children.
Yep.
And then you have Janet Napolitano, you know. And you look at the D.C. Office of the FBI, I think they're the most woke of them. They're the ones that go out with the gay pride shirts and flags and stuff and pose for pictures and take knees.
There's been a lot of scandals out of that D.C. office.
Yeah. And you see, what they're doing to children, it's almost like what you refer to as illegal aliens. They're making new recruits out of children. They're modifying them. They're going to make them to where they need the state to have any kind of power. It's kind of like a mutual relationship. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, remember in Nazi Germany, you know, they brainwashed the kids to spy on the parents. And if the parents said anything against Der Führer, the children would, you know, run back to school to their teachers and say, oh, mommy and daddy said all these bad things about the government. And, you know, they're probably trying to do the same thing to our kids here.
Yeah, you look at Pol Pot in Cambodia. I mean,
yes.
A lot of those were children that were actually shooting people.
Yeah.
You know, by thousands. Yeah, and so that has to stop. I mean, yeah, the number one side effect of puberty blockers is blocking your natural growing up into a man or a woman. It's abuse.
Well, yeah,
period.
That's exactly what they do. It's what they're designed to do.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I can't even think about it. It's just so upsetting that we even allow this. I remember when they used to hold kids and throw them out of school and call the parents for bringing aspirin to school.
Yes.
And that wasn't that long ago. And now, against the parents' will, they're going to shoot them up with whatever because they've been brainwashed or whatever. They've been gaslit.
They're giving them attention deficit disorder drugs and antidepressants. And, you know, again, the schools can issue immunizations to the kid without the parents' permission.
Yeah,
it's
without
really
Washington,
terrible.
Without the Department of Education, I think all that wouldn't be happening. It's a top-down deal. They hold the funds, and the schools need to go along with it, and they make the curriculum, and if schools don't, then they withhold funds, and the schools won't be able to operate. So
yeah,
that's
the problem with having the Department of Education is, you know, it is usurping the state's right to determine the education of the state's children. Anyway, Bruce, got to let you go. We're getting short on time. We're going to go to Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think you're exactly right. I think this is a great, great moment for us. I think it's going to give Trump a huge platform to go forward with. They've already shot themselves in both feet, basically, at the federal level. I think this is just going to shoot them in the head. Also, what it's going to do is going to create a lot of solidarity between states. You know,
yes.
I would actually hate to see DeSantis leave Florida because he's not going to do anything in Washington, D.C., are you going to send him from country to country talking to these globalists? As soon as he leaves Florida, they're going to put somebody back in there and they're going to undo everything he's done. But, again, I'm just wondering who, if the FBI had to go through the local sheriff in that county to get okay to do what they did.
But I don't know how the jurisdiction works. I'm not even sure how the FBI had jurisdiction at Mar-a-Lago, because that's not a federal building.
Well, again, the county sheriff has jurisdiction over all that. And so I'm just curious what his role in this was. But at the same time, I think these states, I saw where Texas and a few other states are creating a coalition to have a system in place in case they try to come in with a global currency, with some kind of a trade situation in that regard.
The Globo, we've been hearing about that one for a while.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think you're going to see a lot of the states. That's where your power is going to be with your local people. And
that's where it's supposed to be. If you look at the original Constitution, the power is with the states and with the people, and the federal government is supposed to be limited. And following the Civil War, that situation reversed, and it's been getting worse ever since. Anyway, Terry, we're almost to the end of the show. I want to get one more call in there, so thank you for the call. Rick in Arizona, we're almost out of time. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that we live in a dupocracy. This country is just a bunch of dupes. Trump has been on the headline. He's been the number one headline since, go back to 2014 when he was talking about running for the presidency. Every day he's in the media. It doesn't matter what it is. So now, you know, to keep him going and to keep him the underdog, you know, the FBI stages this raid on his Mar-a-Lago to make people feel sorry for Trump. This is the uniparty
people. I don't think so. Nah. I don't see the FBI as being on Trump's side because they've been opposed to him during his campaign, during his term in office. I don't think they've had a change of heart and decided that they were going to participate in this kind of a hoax.
Trump's the goose that's laying the golden advertising eggs, man.
Rick, listen to me. Rick, I don't care how much of a rush you are in the morning. You have got to stop drying your hair in the microwave oven because it's starting to show. It is really starting to show there. Anyway, speaking of the show, we are pretty much at the end of the program. Let's see, one more little bit of news here. The American Academy of Pediatrics is accused of pushing trans-identifying teens toward the nuclear option of puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery, and blocking a review into its practices. This is being marketed to our kids, this transgenderism, and of course it dovetails with population control, because when you transition, you are by default rendered sterile. Okay, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please, 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 please donate. These are very thin times for us. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit
blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.